How's that recording your quiet?
Okay.
How's the counting? How's that? Okay, thank you.
Mr. Merrill? Mr. Easley?
David?
Mr. Easley? You might stop him real quick for me. Yeah.
He thinks his dad is Mr.
Oh. The Plan and Zoning just emailed me a copy of the plat. Let me pull that up real quick. Hey, Travis, or Mr. Elliott, sorry. Yes, I'll just send it to you. Sorry, guys. Forward.
Can you send that to Mr. Merrill also, please?
What's your email address? Do you want to give it out here?
I'm sorry, what?
What's your email address?
My email is michael.merrill.
Is this a different plat than what they...
This is what Mr. Merrill brought in.
Let me ask him where he's seeing that on there. It says left-hand side above signature.
There it is. I see it. It's underneath the legal description. But above where it says the testimony of where
all streets, right-of-ways, and easements shown hereon are relinquished and dedicated to the use of the public. So it's just not in the normal place?
Yeah, it's normally with a standalone block on it, and so I apologize, I did not see it.
So the one he's presenting is a public, and we do have a right to rule on it?
The plat that he presented today is the same copy that we're looking at here, and it does have that the roads were dedicated to the public.
Okay, so we can rule on it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry about the confusion, guys.
Not a problem. I didn't see it on the hard copy, so my apologies, Mom.
Was this done under the same statute to where we can act today? 71.27?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Move to approve the petition for vacation of Wild Prairie Lane, a platted 50-foot private road within Homestead Estates.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Addendum to Economic Development Project Contract Number 19152. County Commission. This is an addendum.
So we have an existing contract with Chamber for Economic Development, and this is an addendum to that contract to allow them to assist in distributing the CARES Act application throughout the county.
Information. I did speak to Mr. Seifert early this morning, and the chamber is good with the agreement. The only thing that they wanted to at least have me mention to the commission is just payment terms, timing of that, and what you're all. They don't really care. They just thought that it might be good, given the way the CARES Act is set up, for us to set some timing on payments for the fee, and so probably, I mean.
Well, it would have to be before the end of the...
It would need to be by 12:30. That would be correct. So the fee would need to be paid, whether it was paid in installments, you know, quarterly or whatever, it would need to be paid by 12:30. So I just, Jeff had raised that, and I think that that's a good point. So I want to bring that to the commission's attention.
So we had talked about doing the CARES Act in installments, applying the applications, like phase one, phase two, and so forth. So then we would just need to decide if we made their fee amount after that each time.
Which probably makes a lot of sense.
It does,
Yeah, and so I don't know that it has to be in the agreement. If you all feel more comfortable with it being in the agreement, Jeff seemed perfect. That was fine. He just wanted it to be clear so that there was clear understanding between the commission and the chamber.
I'm fine. They would present us a bill afterwards, and we would pay upon that. Okay.
In the term, it says all services that describe this addendum have been completed or December 31st, 2021. Does that need to be 2020? Or?
The reason, there is potential services that they would need to be providing to the county in the event of a single audit, or if the state or feds followed up with any work sort of inquiry in the event that they had information we needed. I wanted to make sure that was covered at least.
Okay. So it's not necessarily money's being distributed, it's just the other contract. Okay.
Yeah, it would just be for them providing assistance in that vein.
Okay.
That was the reason. I struggled with that term a little bit, to be honest with you all, just because it's hard to know when that might be.
Sure.
But it makes sense. Okay. Move to approve the... Do you have any other further questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the addendum to the Economic Development Project contract.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So, Mr. Church and any other media listening, that's kind of the first step towards us being able to roll out. Two steps were taken today, the changing of the amendment to the budget, and then just this right here allows us to start the process of utilizing some of the CARE Act funds to distribute through the community.
We would start making the application available.
Right.
And
I said two major steps were taken care of today. So I know we've been asked quite a bit about it and when it's going to happen. So two major steps occurred this morning. So just wanted to let you guys know that that's what those were.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 459684 through 459725. No warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, June 29th, 2020, and executive session minutes for June 29th, 2020.
Move to approve the executive session minutes for June 29th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the regular minutes June 29th, 2020.
Sorry, me. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for de-icing materials, number 202006-451.
Reference to RFB 202006-451, which was requested by our Road and Bridge Administrator. We received three bids, two with a no bid response. So in essence, we received one total bid from Central Salt out of Frankfort, Ohio, coming in at $81.95 per ton.
Who are we purchasing through now? Is that them? Or?
Yeah. Yes.
Did we used to get a lot through Cargill in the past?
We have, yeah.
Did they not? I mean, I'm just curious.
As Bingham, we've got quite a bit from.
Is there a shortage? Or is
the
there
biggest questions I had from the vendors were wanting to meet up, basically commit to an amount, and I'm like, that's hard to do. We've got salt in our bin now from 3 years ago.
And
we,
then
we haven't had the hard
haven't winter. Had a hard winter, but then if we have one, then
right.
You may need.
They've been good about their response time. When you call, they get it there within the timeline.
Do they deliver to all the barns, or do they deliver one location that we have to?
We've got addresses for all of them.
What's it currently at, do you know?
The price?
Yeah.
I'd have to look for
it. $80.37.
Okay, so it's not. Move to award bid number 202006-451 to Central Salt LLC out of Lyons, Kansas.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess until 10 o'clock, and we'll be upstairs in our conference room for Road and Bridge Roundtable Discussion.